The Islamic State isn't content with just Mosul anymore. Addictions aren't just for prisoners. And a ministry's connecting the dots between school sewing and the gospel in Colombia. We'll explain more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being called a genocide. Holocaust kind of atrocities are forcing Christians and other minorities to leave parts of Iraq or die. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says one family found an envelope with a bullet in it saying, "Convert to Islam, leave, or die by this bullet." ISIS, or now rebranded Islamic State, has taken over more Iraqi cities and are attacking moderate Muslims and Kurds in the north. Klein says there's good news, though.
We're finding people are coming to Christ. People are saying Islam can't be the truth. This religion that kills people that have done nothing wrong or don't believe the way they do, and they see the Christians and they see the light of Jesus Christ to them and they say, "We want what you have."
While prayer is important, so is your $3 donation for a Bible.
Those that come to faith, we've got to get them Bibles. We've got to get them encouragement and strengthen them in their faith, because they are ones that will also be evangelizing.
Klein's compelling interview is available at our news section at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria are under states of emergency due to Ebola. World Health Organization's looking at calling it an international health emergency. Reach Beyond's Sheila Leach warns,
"It can take between 2 and 21 days for the incubation period, so it's possible to have been in contact with an Ebola patient and be infected for up to 21 days before the symptoms start."
Which is why closed borders, containment, and awareness are the best way to fight the crisis. Over 900 people have died from the virus, which is the worst outbreak on record. Reach Beyond's medical partners are standing in the gap. In times where people face their mortality, the hope of Christ goes a long way.
Prayer for our patients that are going through this terrible situation, that they will know the comfort of God at this time, even though they can't feel the comfort of human touch. We need to be praying for our healthcare workers, for protection from them.
This is Mission Network News. What are you willing to do for your faith? Would you face imprisonment or even death? Well, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, a 32-year-old man in Iran was caught with a truckload of Bibles and sentenced to prison. Now, 2 years later, an execution date has been set for August 11th. His family isn't only requesting prayer for his deliverance, but also that the authorities involved would come to see and love Jesus. Find out more information about this at our website. Meanwhile, remember the analogy, you can't fit a square peg in a round hole? But we try to when we fill our lives with stuff instead of God. Many times it turns into addiction. Dr. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute published a book to address addiction within prison.
It gets right down to practical ways in which people can begin to overcome their addictions. So I'm hoping that the simplicity of this book, as well as the practicality of it, will make it very accessible to a large amount of people.
Scheringa told us this isn't an issue for just prisoners. He says,
if 80% of prisoners struggle with some sort of addiction, I am confident that 80% of the general population outside of prison are wrestling with some kinds of addiction as well.
And the Rose of Sharon School in Columbia is connecting with International Need Sewing Center to make new uniforms for the students. Rose of Sharon is a government-approved Christian school established to pull kids from the clutches of poverty. The Sewing Center provides jobs for single moms in Colombia. The creation of the uniforms brings both ministries together in an effort to fight poverty and hunger in the name of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's all about telling stories. When you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you the new book, Reach Beyond, by Wayne Peterson. It provides stories about comfort, courage, and of course, the cause of Christ, too. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828. Your kids will love it. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.